This year, instead of collecting canned goods, Feed the Need is collecting money online. People or businesses can register through the Winter Park Chamber of Commerce or Second Harvest Food Bank websites to run their own food drive campaign. Participants commit to raising a minimum of $500 in funds. Second Harvest will then use the money to buy food for the needy. Second Harvest Food Bank CEO Dave Krepko says cutbacks in the federal food stamp program make it a good time for a creative idea.
We constantly have to be looking at new ways of approaching this problem of solving hunger in our community. You know, a lot of fine work has been done over the years and continues to happen, but I don't know if we can work any harder. We kind of have to work smarter.
The Winter Park Chamber proposed the idea of a virtual food drive because Second Harvest's food buying power is actually quite strong, so raising money could potentially have a bigger impact than collecting food items. Feed the Need kicked off November 1st, the same day cutbacks to the federal food stamp program were scheduled to kick in. I'm Alicia Mandigo, 90.7 News.